Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Psachim Daf Nun Zayin. We learned in yesterday's Daf regarding the Anshei Yerichai, who would allot peya for the Aniyim, even from vegetables, from Yerakos, which are really potter from peya. So what was wrong with that? Because then the Aniyim would take that peya, which is considered real peya in their minds and is potter from Turmus and Maser. But in reality, it wasn't peya and was considered tevel. Therefore, the Chachamim protested, they were moicha. You're not meant to do that. Don't give peya from your rokis. The Gemara today begins with a similar story. Three lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. Ben Buyin, that was his name, his father's name was Buyin, says, son of Buyin, Nasan peya liyorek. He gave pay even from Yerokos. Upa Aviv and his father, Mr. Boyan, came along. Umatzan Lanim, and he encountered, he noticed the Anim there, Shayutayan and Yerok, who were loaded up with vegetables that they took from the Peya. V'aymdin al Pesach Hagina. They were on the way out of the garden. They were staying by the Pesach of the garden. Amalem, so his father turned to the Anim and he said, Bonai, Hashlichu me'alechem, my sons, toss off the, cast off the loads of Yerokos that you've collected. I'll give you double as much from properly misered produce. Don't take this. And he continued, not because I can't forgive you, I'm stingy. I don't want you to have this collected Yerok. That's not the reason. Rather, he explained himself. Elam ipnei she'amr chacham established. They mandated that ein noisin peyel yorek. We're not meant to give peyel from yorek. So please, let go of your so-called peyel, and I'll give you double as much from produce which Truma Master has been separated from. Says the Gemara, why do you have to add this whole explanation? Lomalei lememr lehu loy mipnei she'ein aitzara. Once he promised them double pay, why do you have to add, well, I'm not stingy, I don't have the ayin tsar, I can't forgive you. Of course, he's giving them double. Why do you have to go and justify himself? Says the Gemara, ki heichid loy lemru. He did it so that the aniyim shouldn't, even for a short moment, think, well, you're just playing games. Dechui kamatchil, and just pushing us, casting us aside. He's just giving us empty promises, which he won't fulfill. Why would he promise us double pay? That's why he explained himself. He said, look, there's a halachic problem here. You're taking something which isn't really peya, which is really now tevel, because Truma and Masa has not been separated. Therefore, I'm asking you, let go of that, Yerok. I'll give you double as much. Not because I have Ayin Ra here. I don't want you to have this. Rather, he explained himself, because the Chachamim mandated not to give peya from Yerok. This way, he established his credibility, and he convinced them that he was only out for their good. Let's take a look at Rashi, right off to the right. Ben Buyan, Shem Aviv, his father's name was Buyan, who came by and he saw the Anim collecting the payah from the Yerok, and he promised them double if they let go. Kiflaim bim osagar sinan. Ani etan lachem. Kiflaim sheish lachem. I'll give you double as much as you have. Sheish lechem achshav, peya. Etan lechem chulim musukan musarim. I'll give you proper chulim. And he explained that the Chacham said, einoisin peyel yerok. Why? Mishum de mafke lemi maser. Because he's sidestepping the maser obligation. Because if it's real peya, yeah, it's potter from maser. But this isn't real peya. And it really has to have maser taken from it. How do you know that peya is exempt from maser? The chsiv, uba levi. Levi doesn't have a portion at Yisrael, so he has a right. He needs to come get his portion, his maserishon from ordinary produce. And we learn from this that the chiyuv to give the maser only applies to something which grew from a plot of land, from something which belongs to a specific farmer. So we say, well, the Levi doesn't have a portion, so he can come have rights to take his chelik. Yotza pay misha ein lenachle imcha chayv la'aser. Yeah, something which the Levi does not have a part in, then from that you have to take off maser. Yotza pay as opposed to pay sheishlei nachle imcha. He has full rights in this portion, in this produce. The hefker nino, because pay is hefker. So when it comes to hefker, you don't have to give a specific separate portion for the levi, or for the kohen for that matter. It's part of him to maser. As Rashi v'chem b'shvius, likewise, anything that grows on shvius is part of from tumas and maser. Why? The hefker part of a maser. Ordinary hefker is part of a maser. Chsiv v'achlo evyoni amcha. This is regarding shvius fruit. V'yisram teichal chayes hasada. And we learn like this: ma chaya echelus uptumen a maser. Just as an animal can eat without maser, af evyonim tumen a maser. Likewise, poor people who eat the shvius produce are part of from maser. As Rashi explains, because it's hefker, and we learn from here that hefker is pater from maser. So again, he was concerned that they weren't going to maser the payah that they're getting, because payah is generally pater from maser, but in reality it wasn't payah. So he says, I'll give you double, just let go of this yerek. But he added a clause. He says, look, Aini, my ayin is not tsar. It's not that I'm stingy. I don't want you to have this. Why do you have to add that? Lo malei lemeimelen lo yipnei v'chulu. Hakayoyv len kiflaim. He's giving them double. Lo mechzachazu. They see themselves. Delai, the loy ayin tzari. It's not coming from ayin tzari. Look, he's being very generous and gracious. The answer is that even for a short moment, we don't want them to have the wrong impression. Deloy neimru. They shouldn't even think. Dechuyi matchlin. He's just pushing us, casting us aside. V'leitin len aklum. He's not going to fulfill his word. He's not going to give us anything. Why would he? The Maloi little zu litzem pishnayim. Why in the world would he do this? This type of deal, take this and give us back double. Therefore, he sought to explain to them the reason, the basis for this unusual deal that he's striking with them. And the reason is because the Chacham don't want us to do pay from Yerek. I'm concerned about that. And therefore, I'll take what you have, I'll give you back double. The interesting, Taisa has a kasha. Says, big deal, so let the payah that they're taking be potter from maser. Although it's not payah, but it's hefker. The owner was mafkert. Hefker, in any case, is potter from maser. Actually, he just had a pasuk. The hefker is potter from maser. So true, it's not legally payah, but it's hefker. So in any case, there's no need to take up the truma maser. Taisa has two tirutzim. First thing Taisa says, because according to Beis Hillel, mentioned in Maseches Peah, it is only considered hefker if he allows it to be consumed by poor and wealthy people alike. It has to be hefker l'anim and l'ashirim, like Shemitah. Shemitah is a source root for the concept of hefker. So just as Shemitah is hefker l'anim v'l'ashirim, and that's why it's pata from Trumas HaMaser, therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you can't make hefker. It's not hefker unless it's hefker for everybody. So this pay was not hefker l'ashirim. He only allowed it for the aniyim. Therefore, Taisa says it's not considered hefker. It's on account of hefker. It can't be potter from maser. It's not hefker. And pay it isn't. So that creates a concern. Number two, says Taisa, even according to Beis Shammai, who hold that hefker l'aniyim is hefker, but here it was hefker betos. He didn't mean to make it hefker. He thought that it's a chiyuv peah. So he left it out for the aniyim. But if it's not peah, then it's not hefker either. Therefore, min hadin, it was chayiv and truma maser. And therefore, there's a concern here. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanon, Bori Shoina, initially, hayu manichin oireis kachim, they would leave the hides of the karbonis. Rashi says the oir of the oila, the chatas, the asham. We know the skin of those karbonis are granted to the kohen. So where in the Beis HaMikdash would they leave the oiris? Belishkas Beis HaParva, in this room called Beis HaParva. So Mefarshim bring the story of the guy whose name was Parva, who tunneled into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur to take a look at the avoided of the kohen god, and they found and they killed him. And they call the Lishka, they gave it a name for the Lishka Beis HaParva on account of this guy. They called it Lishka Beis HaParva. They named it after him. So that's where they would leave the Eirois of the Kachim. Le'erev, towards the evening, at the end of the day of Avodah, the Kohanim will get together. Now we know that there was a Mishmar. This was a large group of Kohanim which covered the entire week, but it was split into groups. So every day was a separate base of, a separate contingent, and the Avodah of that day was conducted by that base of. And they would have rights to the Karbanis and to the Oirois of the Karbanis. So every night of the week, they would get together, the people of that Beis Av, Le'erev, Hoyim Machalken, Oysan, La'ansha Beis Av, they would distribute it to the members, the Kohanim of the Beis Av. So far, so good. But what happened? There were some corrupt individuals there, amongst the Kohanim. Vayubaliz Royos, some of these strong, armed, intimidating individuals, would go ahead, and Noitlan Oysan Bezroya, they would grab the hides, grab it away, steal it from the rest of the Kohanim. Chacham wanted to rectify this injustice. Hiskinu shiyu mechalken oisim erashabas erashabas. The Kohanim decided that they're going to split it once a week. At the end of the week on erashabas, when everybody gets together, they'll make sure that they distribute it evenly and fairly. The asin kul mishmaris, because all the members of the mishmar get together, v'shalken adadi, and each person gets his fair share. So since it was done communally, it was assumed that it would be a fair deal. V'adayin hayu gedoyla kuhuna, still wasn't enough, because the prominent members of the kuhuna would go ahead and intimidate the rest and grab the oiris. Noitun oisun bezroya. They would grab, forcefully grab the leather. They would corrupted their position. They abused their position of power, and they grabbed the oiris from their friends. Omdu balim b'gdishim l'shamayim. So they had no choice, and the balim, Rashi explains, this is in reference to the kohanim of the mishmar. They decided, look, there's no real solution here. They got up and they decided they're going to be magdish all the hides l'shamayim to be used for the Beit HaKabayis, for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's take a look at Rashi here. So let's pick up from where we left off in the Rashi before. It's about two-thirds down the Amud, beginning with the words Oiris Kachim. It says Rashi, Oir Oilo, V'chatois, V'ashomais, V'kabonos Tzibo, Shemeschalkin, Oiris Kachi HaKadosh, and L'Kehanim. So all the Oiris of the various Kachi Kachim were given to the Kehanim. Chsiv, Oir Oilo, Shehikriv, goes to the Kayin. And this is by the Oilo, V'alfinim Bezvachim, and the Gemara Zvachim, we learn from the Oilo, that kol oirois kachi kachim also go to the kohanim. So on a nightly basis, they would go ahead and split up the oirois. Ule'erev shakol yoyim hayim machalkin, oisin anshe beisav, sha'ovdo hayim. They would split it amongst the anshe beisav that did avoid on that specific day. Explains Rashi, sha'mishmar hayicholak l'shisha bati avos, l'shisha yam, because the mishmar was divided into six bati avos, corresponding to 6 days. And whatever was received on that day, whether a lot or a little, hein meruba hein mut, who knows? That specific contingent, that base av takes. Although it could so happen to be that on Monday you'll have many more kabbalists brought on Tuesday, but that's the only way to do it. The anche base av of that day would earn the rights to the kabbalists and the oirois of that day. What happened? The Bali Zroyis amongst the Kohanim, Shoebe Kohanim, Chazokim Echavreim, a strong, powerful Kohanim, would go grab the Oiris. So they decided to do a communal distribution ceremony, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the Kulim Mishmorot Tavi Hosa, everybody's going to be there, Le'anichu. The Bali Zroyis, the Bezroy, they won't allow the intimidating fellows to go ahead and gain control. But the Gdol Kahuna ended up grabbing Sorim Shebehen. So what do they do? Amdu balam shel kol kohanim mishmoris. Yachad, all the kohanim got together. V'gdishim et hakabayis. That is consensus, that this is the only way to go. And they voted that they're going to be magdish all the oireis to the bedei hakabayis. Continues the Gemara. So now there was this very large earning, an abundance of profit coming into the coffers of the bedei hakabayis. Amru, so what happened? They said like this, A short time passed. Until the entire hechel, the walls of the hechel, were completely pasted and plated. With these gold plates, which were an amma by an amma, ka'ivi dinar zav, thick, like a dinar zav. So completely wallpapered with gold. Due to the prophets which arrived through the oiris, which were given to the Beit HaKavayis. Ula regal, kam yamtiv, wanted to show the beauty of the Beit HaMikdash, displayed to the general crowd, they would peel off, they would remove the gold plates from the walls of the Hechel, and they would go ahead and arrange it on top of a high place on the Harabayis, so that the people coming to be other regal would take a look and see, Shamalachtam, no, how beautiful they were made, Vein Badelim, without any deficiencies, without any imperfection. Continues more with a similar concept of people abusing their position of power. Tana Abba Shol Aymer, Kairi Shal Shikma Hay Birichai. There were these thick Shikma trees in Yerichai, which had these thick trunks, which looked like beams, privately owned. What happened? Vayubali's Roya, these strong, intimidating people used to come along, Noit Noisam Israya, and forcefully grab away these trees. They would actually steal them. Omdu Balam Vigdishim Hashamayim. Left with no other choice, the owners just went ahead and were Magdish, their trees. So now the thieves kept away. They didn't hesitate to steal from their fellow Jew, but to steal something which belongs to Shamayim, that they knew not to do. Continues the Gemara. Aleim, regarding these corrupt people, Valkayotzibim, and other similar corrupt people, corrupt politicians in positions of high authority who abused their power, regarding these individuals, Omar Abashol ben Batnes. Abashol ben Batnes exclaimed the following, Mishum, in the name of Abba Yosef ben Chanan, early woe to me, he pays Bises, from the home of Bises. Who was that? Let's take a look at Rashi. The first wide line. Baisus, Rashi says, was actually a Kohen Gadol Haya. V'chein Kulam. And likewise, the other names listed going forward in the Gemara, all references to Kohen Hanim Gadolim. V'hoylem Avadim, they had these servants, Chamson and robbers, V'chein Tenesam, who would strike and would hit and would intimidate the general public to get their way. So back to the Gemara, oily based basis. Woe to me from the effect of the home, the household of basis. Oily my loson. Woe to me because of their loson, their clubs. They used to hit and they used to intimidate. Oily, likewise, oily. Woe to me based chanan from the household of chanan, who was also a kohen gadol, whose household was corrupt. Corrupt politicians, early milchishasam, woe to me from their lechisha. Rashi says they were yoyetz ra, they were intimidating people. Early based katris, woe to me from the house of katris, was also a kohen gadol. You know, I once read that in the old city of Yerushalayim, they found, I think it was in the burnt house near the Kaisel, they found a seal which had the word katris on it. And they made reference to this Gemara. They assumed that the house belonged to this Katris, Kohen Gadol fellow. The base Katris. So he was a Kohen Gadol, and his household was corrupt. Oily mikulmus, some woe to me from their kulmus is their quill. They had literary abilities, talents, and they used it to corrupt and to intimidate and to abuse their position of power. Oylim beis Yishmael ben Piachi. Likewise, regarding the home of Yishmael ben Piachi, Oylim egrefan, egref is a fist, from their violence, their forcefulness. Explains the Gemara, Shem Kahanim Gedolim. All these individuals were Kahanim Gedolim. And their household were, their homes were full of corruption. Ubneim Gizbarim, their sons were managers, they all had positions of authority. Yivachasneim Amar Kolin, and their son-in-laws were administrators. Vavdeyan and their servants choyftenas am b'maklis would hit the am with their sticks. They would intimidate and control. So the concept of corrupt politicians, didn't begin today. It's an age-old phenomenon. Tanu Rabbanu, Arba Tzvachis, Safcha Azara, the Azara, called out four callings, four times. Twice, to invite, to bring in, was something good. And twice, to reject, and to kick out somebody didn't belong there. Rishona, the first one, was Tzumika B'nei Eli. B'nei Eli, Chafni and Pinchas, who corrupt, leave the Azara, you don't belong here. Shetimu Heichal Hashem. V'oi Tzvacha, another crying out of the Azara was, Say Mikan, leave. Yisachar ish kvar bar koi. He was a kohen gadol. Leave the premises of the Beis Hamikdash. Shemechabed es atzmai. He's so busy with his own honor. Umechalel kachay shemayim. He degrades. He's mechalel kachay shemayim. What would he do? Davakorach yadei b'shiroi. He would wrap his hands with some materials, some type of glove. Vavad avoyde. And he would do the avoyde. So he would protect himself from actually directly engaging with the karbonis to keep himself from getting sullied and dirty. So he was worried about his own honor, his own kavod. And by doing so, he degraded, he was mevaze, the avoid. V'oid, safcha azor. The azor called out another time. This time, it was actually something good. Su'sh armor, sheikhim, open up your gates, v'yikonis, yishmo ben piachi. Shimon Piach was a kohen gadol. Actually, it was mentioned earlier. And not really in a good light. But Rashi says that he himself was a kasha. He was a tzaddik. But his family, his anshei beiser, were bali zroya, as described earlier. So he himself did belong in the Azara, and the Azara actually invited him in. So come here, Yishmael ben Piachi, Talmido shel Pinchas. The Talmud of Pinchas. Pinchas is Pinchas ben Elazar, kohen gadol. So he's an example of a true tzaddik kohen gadol, and that's why we relate to him as the Talmud of Pinchas, going in his footsteps, following in his ways. Come inside the Shamish Pikuna Gedola and serve the Kuna Gedola. And finally, we have a fourth one. Va'oid Tzavcha Azara. The Azara called out, Sushar Mashaychem. Once again, open up the doors. V'yikaneis Yoichanan ben Narboi Talmido shel Pinkoi. Now, Marshall points out, we don't really know who Pinkai is, so why would the Gemara reference a name that we don't know? So Marshall speculates, perhaps Yochanan ben Narboi was actually Yochanan kohen gadol, mentioned the Gemara Yuma, who was a tzaddik for 80 years, and then he strayed, he became a tzaddiki. That's why the Gemara refers to him as Talmid shel Pinkai, because he strayed and he no longer can be related to Pinchas. That's why we mispronounce Pinchas we call it Pinkai. So during his good days, the Azara wanted him in. Come inside, Yochanan ben Narboi. V'yimalei kreisim mikachei shemayim. Let him in, let him fill himself from the karbonis of Hashem. Amru olav al Yochanan ben Narboi. They would say the following on Yochanan. Shoyoichel. Rashi explains that he would raise in his house many kohanim. So he had a large group of kohanim with him. And they would eat. Sheyoichel gimel meyas agolim, 300 calves in one meal, we assume. Veshoyse gimel meyas gabriyain, with 300 pitchers or barrels of wine. Voichel arboim so gozolos bekinuach suda. This was their dessert. 40 saw of birds. Amru alav amru. So they said it was actually beneficial to the Beis Hamikdash, because kol yomav shel Yochanan ben Narboi, all throughout his days, there was never noiser found in Beis Hamikdash. There was nothing left over the karbonis, because him and his whole group, his whole chevra, would consume everything in sight. Says the Gemara, "My salka baby yisascha ish kvar bar koi." So what happened to him? What was the einish meted out to Yisachar on account of him being mevaze? The kashya shemayim. He kept away. It was unbecoming of him to engage directly with the Karban. What was his Einish? Amri, so said like this. This is what happened. Malku, Malkus, Havu Yasri. A king and queen were sitting together. Rashi says they were from the Malchi Beis Hashmonoik. They were Yisraelim. They were sitting and having a conversation, a debate. Malku, Amar, the king said, Gadya Yoi. A goat is better than a sheep. So Rashi learns, Gadi is tovilu machal, tastes better. Mashar learns that actually it's in reference to Ashur, somebody else says that it's in reference to the spiritual value of the animal, meaning what's preferred for a korban, because taste, he could have asked his cook. So they're having a debate, what's better, a goat or a sheep? King said a goat. Gadiyoy. Umalkas Amra, however, the queen disagreed. She said, Imrayoy, a keves is better. Amru, they had to resolve. So they said, look, who's going to resolve this debate? Man Muchach, who's going to prove it? Kain Gadol. Let's go ask the Kain Gadol. He's very familiar with animals. The Kamasa Karbonis Kol Yoyma. He's involved in Karbonis every day. Let's go ask. So who was the Kain Gadol at that time? It was this fellow, Yisachar Ish Kfar Bakoy. So they asked, and they posed the question to him. Which one's better, the Gdi or the Keves? Asa'i, so he came along, and he negated the whole discussion. He says, well, Achi Biyade, he waved with his hand in a Lashon Tzchayk, Rashi says, in a degrading manner. What kind of question is this? Igadi Yoy, how can you say that a goat's preferred? Igadi Yoy, if that's the case, that a goat's better, then why isn't it used for the carbon tumid? Why do we use a Keves? He is exactly to me that it should be used for the carbon tumid. It's pretty clear and obvious that a Keves is better. So now the king was very insulted. Not only didn't he agree with him, but he negated his position, his opinion altogether. Omar Malchus, the king, exclaimed, he didn't have any aima, any fear for the king. No honor, no respect, no aima. Nifsukul yiminai, they should remove his right hand. Yoav Sheikhat. So Yisachar handed some Sheikhat, he gave a bribe to the shliach there of the king, Upaskel Smol. Instead, they removed his left hand. Shama Malka, the king, heard about that happened to Paschal Yimina, and he insisted, and they removed his right hand as well, as Mashal explains, because the Avera was done with his right hand, which is the primary hand used by Karbonis, by Avoida, and since he misused his right hand, he needed to have his Einish specifically directed at his right hand. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Baruch Rachman, Baruch Hashem, the Ashkelei Yisachar, Ish Kfar Barakoy Lemetrafsei, Minei, that Hashem applied the oinish, the retribution, to Yisachar in this world, b'hayam in this world. This way, he was clean for Olam Haba. It's actually good that he received his oinish in this world. So the Ashkeli means he carried, he absorbed, he experienced, Yisachar Ish Kfar Barakoy experienced his mitrafse, his oinish, in this world. Omar Avashi. It's interesting that Yisachar Ish Kfar Barakoy loy tana masnisen. He wasn't even familiar with the Mishnah, which would have given him proper resolution to this question. Would have showed him that actually it's not so. A goat and sheep are actually one and the same when it comes to quality. This nan. Rav Shimon Omer. We find an interesting thing in the Pesukim. Wherever the Pasuk mentions a goat and a sheep, which one comes first? Kvasim koidmin liizim mechalmakim. We always find that kvasim precede izim. Yochel apneshim v'char b'minim. Perhaps it's because the min of the keves is preferred. Why then would the Torah, I say when it comes to karbonis, mention the keves before the eis? Tamaloyma, that's why the Torah elsewhere, by the karbon chatas, switches things around. Im keves yavi karboni. First the Torah makes reference to the eis, and then says, im keves yavi. So at least once, the Torah highlights that there's really no preference. Because here we have the keves after the eis. Malamash ishnein shkulim ke'echad, that they're both equal and the same. Arina Omar, afilu mikronami lekar. He wasn't even familiar with the psukim, dechsib, because when it comes to the shlomim, we have one pasuk which says im keves, and yet another pasuk which says im eis, which indicates there's no preference. You can bring this one, you can bring that one. Iboi, keves laisa, if he wants to bring keves, he can bring the keves. He buy A's, lies. He wants to bring A's, he can bring A's. So apparently there's no difference, there's no preference. Shneim, Shkulim, if you would have known the Pasuk, or at least the Braisa, then he wouldn't have made that mistake and wouldn't have gotten himself into trouble. Hadran Allah Makam Shanagu, Uslika La Pesach Risha. We just completed the part of the Masechta that focuses on the Pesach Risha. Let's take a quick chazor of today's daf. We began with his fellow Boyan, who noticed that the Aniyim were coming out of his son's Gina, filled with, loaded up with Yirakis that they took as payah. And he says, look, drop your Yirakis, I'll give you double as much in order to save them from committing an Isser. We learned about the importance politicians have to keep in mind, people in high positions, position of authority, position of power, to keep in mind to direct their power responsibly, not to abuse their positions. And we concluded that Baruch Hashem, this fellow Yisachar, was granted his einish in this world, so that L'asad Lovei, he's clean, he's free to experience eternity. Zayigazot, Hatzlacha Rabbah.